I'm not sure if the online yogis could hear the rain that came down when Gil was offering his teachings this evening, but I think most of us in the hall heard it. It just was this magnificent downpour. Right when Gil was speaking about Yoni Somani Sikara, and it felt so appropriate to me, this teaching around this real wellspring that's available to us by this cultivation of this kind of profound attention and contemplation. There's this natural unfolding, this nourishing and ripening that just can happen on its own. There are a couple of reflections I wanted to share for the evening, and one was some words of the Buddha, and another was a poem, and they're both watery metaphors, images. But the first is speaking to just the natural organic process of this practice, by really just allowing, tapping into that capacity for wise attention that can take us all the way, to liberation. So the words of the Buddha, just as when rain pours down in thick droplets on a mountaintop, the water flows down along the slope and fills the cleft, gullies, and creeks. Being filled, these fill up the pools. Being filled, these fill up the lakes. Being filled, these fill up the streams. Being filled, these fill up the rivers. Being filled, these fill up the great ocean. So too, for a noble practitioner, these things, confirmed confidence in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and the virtues dear to the noble ones, flow onwards, and having gone beyond, they lead to the destruction of the taints. So, water flowing downhill, this practice. We don't have to do too much. And then I'll end with a poem by Kaveri Patel. There's something new about the world the day after it rains. It's as if an artist erased the whole palette, then redrew homes, the trees, the sky, with bolder outlines and brightened them with new paint, more vibrant than the old colors. What if we were all artists washing away old images of ourselves with tears of forgiveness? What if you could see past outer appearances and your heart was your only canvas? Would you imbue it with the shades of your love, or tear it to pieces to equal your number of self-judgments? There's something new about the world the day after it rains. An artist erases the whole palette for the chance to begin again. Here we have every moment this chance to begin again. And just allow the practice to open us and ripen us and deepen in us. Just applying that kind, profound attention. moment by moment. So have a wonderful evening. Rest well, practice well, and I'll see you in the morning.